are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
It's the Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by the great folks at VistaCare and Lee Real Estate. And joining me this morning here in studio, well, we've got a double bill. We'll be chatting with Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen here in just a moment. But first, we've got a couple of folks from the Prairie Potters Master Gardeners, Ruth Beck and Geraldine Ray. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here. And you've got something fun coming up here we want to let everybody know about so they can come out and check out the plant sale you've got going on.
It's the Prairie Potter Master Gardener Annual Plant Sale. It is Saturday, May 15th. The location this year has changed again. It will be at Faith Lutheran Church, 714 North Grand, but a lot of people refer to it as the Church on Euclid.
Okay.
So if you're driving up Euclid on the upper part of it, we're the church to the west. We will be starting at 9 o'clock on Saturday and ending at 11. And if we have plants there, we're going to be cleaning up. If you're late, come in. There's a plant you need. We'll be able to give it to you or to sell it to you.
Very nice. Now, what kind of plants are folks going to find at the sale this Saturday?
We have vegetables, indoor plants,
Perennials.
Herbs. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So a little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything.
And now these are plants that the group has grown, right?
That is right. So many people go to, I'm going to say, like the big box stores, and they have perennials. They pick them up, and those perennials do not survive our winters from year to year, and they don't understand why not. There's zones.
Yes.
And you need to look at that tag on the plant to determine what the zone is. So everything that we have at the plant sale, vegetables, our gardeners have raised those from seed, but with the perennials, we actually go out and start to clean out flower beds, because perennials will propagate themselves, and at a certain point, they need to be cleaned. They need to be reduced in size.
So to give a little more room for what's going to grow there.
Yes. Well, you know, if they get too crowded, let's use a grass, for instance. Mm-hmm. Your grasses will get bigger and bigger. When the center starts to die out, that means you need to now cut them apart and clean them up, because it's time for them to rejuvenate. And by actually taking one plant and turning it into four or five, you have now beautified that plant and given it a reason to survive.
Right. Just like people, they need their elbow room and not choke each other out. So that's a great thing to keep in mind. Yeah, because with all these different plants, you can grab all these beautiful colors, but it may not stick around for you like you're hoping it will. So
Yes. That's
a good thing to point out. If people have questions about plants and what to do, what not to do, can they reach out to you folks?
I'll tell you, if they have questions at the plant sale, we will be there. We will also be periodically having a booth at the farmer's market. We'll be in Fort Pierre at their monthly event. But if you have a question, the best thing to do is to call the local extension office. And Ruth has that number memorized, so she can let you know.
Yep, so the local extension office, if anyone has a question, they kind of know the master gardeners and what they specialize in. You know, might be trees, might be turf, or might be perennials or vegetables. So they can refer those questions on to master gardeners. And the number to get a hold there is 605-773-8120.
So that's a good number to keep handy in case you do have some questions. But like you said, the plant sale, the farmer's market, the first Thursdays, good opportunities for you to chat with the master gardeners as well if you have questions.
That's right. And when we have the booths at the farmers market, there will also be information available. We've started putting together quite a collection of recipes, and those recipes, you're using stuff out of the garden. Mm-hmm. So it's an all-around type of educational booth.
Very nice. So some great information available. Take advantage of that, too.
Yeah, and speaking of education, Ruth's not going to get away without telling you this. They are offering Master Gardener classes again, and this is all SDSU. They are our sponsoring. They are our guide.
Okay.
And they do have a class coming up. It's virtual, and I'm going to let Ruth give you the information on that.
Sounds great.
Yeah, so if people would like to become a master gardener, if they're interested in gardening, or they just, you know, are really interested in that area and would like to just take the class, SDSU offers a master gardening class every year. There is a fee associated with it, but they can go online to extension.sdstate.edu, and they'll find that information under the Master Gardener or the Gardening tab. The other thing they could do is, again, call the local office, again, 605-773-8120. The class is great. I actually just took it myself last year. It consists of about 10, I believe it's one and a half hour classes through the summer. They take place through the summer. They've moved, as of last year, they moved everything online, and it will be online again this year. It's a really easy way to do it. In the past, it's been located in different locations around the state every summer. But now, since it's online, I mean, everybody, it's an easy thing for people to sign up if they want to take it and not have to travel to those classes, but just do it online from their home. So, and that's what I did last year, and I really, really enjoyed the experience and learned a lot. And they continue to offer a lot of great education through SDSU to the interested gardeners, and so it's a great resource for the state.
Yeah, that's a fantastic opportunity to learn so you can provide for your family and grow your own vegetables and things. That's always a great thing to do.
Yep, and actually the plant sale that we have, it kind of generates some income for the group here, mm-hmm. and then they go ahead and do a lot of things around, not just Pier, but I know there's one of the gals from Vivian who does some gardening there for the city of Vivian, and so, you know, there's a lot of good output that comes through the funds that we generate with our sale.
That is great. Yeah. So we want to, again, encourage people to come out on this Saturday. It's a different location this year, so where is that again?
That's at Faith Lutheran Church, 914 North Grand.
No, 714.
Or 714 North Grand. So and again, it's the church on Euclid.
Right. So stop on out, 9 to 11 Saturday.
Yes.
And so many great opportunities to grab some different plants, beef up your garden or your flower boxes or your flower beds. And that's what it's all for. And all for a good cause to do some of the great things that you do.
Yes. And an example of where we really spent a large amount of money, first of all, the one in Pier after the flood, there were a lot of trees lost.
Mm-hmm.
And Pier was going to start to replant. And we did make a very sizable, it was $1,000 that we gave to the city of Pier specifically for trees. In Fort Pier, they had the creation of their raised bed community garden.
Right.
And we have a master gardener. Well, in fact, he's the one, Ron Schreiner. He's the one that designed and, with assistance, put that project together. He came to us, and we donated the $1,000 to them because our club had said, when they start doing things because of the flood or some community activity, mm-hmm. we will support both Pier and Fort Pier. So even though you can't see the dollars or you're looking at them and don't realize it, That's where the money that we raise goes.
And that's great. Helping to beautify and do some things for the community. And that's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about.
All right. Well, thank you, ladies, for stopping in today. And good luck with the plant sale this weekend.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
So there was Ruth Beck and Geraldine Ray joining us from the Prairie Potters Master Gardeners. Don't miss that sale this Saturday. As they said, Faith Lutheran Church on Euclid from 9 until 11 on Saturday. So they are a part of our people in your neighborhood. We'll chat with Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen right after these.
VistaCare of Pierre has a demonstrated history of exemplary care for the last 24 years. VistaCare has services tailored to each individual and offers support and services to meet a wide range of needs while enhancing each individual's independence and maximizing their quality of life. For a work environment filled with opportunity and fulfillment, apply today at VistaCare.com. Full or part-time with benefits available. VistaCare continues to provide high-quality services to the residents of South Dakota, which they currently provide to the citizens of Wisconsin. VistaCare, vision and values. Apply today.
Is it time? Are you ready? Ready for no shoveling and mowing? This is Meredith at Lee Real Estate, bringing you new condo living. 3 new condos are being built right now at Hawthorne Heights, just off 4th Street and Pier. Contact Lee Real Estate and you'll be first in line and have the opportunity to customize with flooring, cabinets, and more. Check out LeeRealEstatePier.com or Facebook Lee Real Estate Pier, or call 605-224-6613 and any of our agents will help you throw away your shovel and lawnmower.
7:42 as we continue on with People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by the great folks at VistaCare and Lee Real Estate. And joining me in the studio, Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning. You've got a busy morning this morning, Dave.
It's been that way this week. It's just one of those weeks. Everybody's getting out because it's been beautiful. Lots of things going on.
And lots of things going on. You're right.
And that's what we like about this time of year. We can actually, get out and move around, especially now that the vaccinations are helping and everybody's feeling a little more comfortable. We can get out there and enjoy it.
That does make a lot of difference.
It really does. Yes. And you've got a statewide meeting going on today, so you're going to doing some fun touring.
That's absolutely right. I think it was 2 years ago, SDSU Extension, they have a program that promotes agribusiness. And primarily it would be things like the small products that not cattle or crops, but the smaller things that you sell maybe at a farmer's market or at the other venues like that. And so they're helping these people get started in their small business. And the Newharths in this community are very well known for that. They have won 2 major awards this year for their Conservation of the Year and for Agribusiness of the Year. And so SDSU is bringing in a group of people from around the state to help them learn more about starting this kind of business and to help them promote it. And so Fort Pierre is hosting the kickoff. And so they have asked us to do a tour of historic Fort Pierre. And so we're going to start with old Fort Pierre. We're going to meet in the old Gordon Hotel and have some tidbits from various producers. We're going to tour the community garden. It's getting a good start. And then we're going to look at the stock grower bank building, learn the history of that. I wish Bill Fisher were around to give that tour, but he provided me with good information. And then we'll end up at the Dakota Emporium. That's such a fascinating business and unlike any business you've ever been in. Then we'll go to dinner at Drifters during that portion of the tour, then that will give me an opportunity to talk about New Fort Pierre. And so we'll talk about Old Fort Pierre at Hotel Gordon and New Fort Pierre at Drifters.
Very nice. It sounds like it's going to be a very fun day.
Oh, I think it is going to be fun. It absolutely is. And we'll have an opportunity to meet some new people help them along their way, and also sample some tasty tidbits that they grow and produce.
That's always a nice bonus.
It is.
You've really got a beautiful day for that today.
It's going to be perfect, isn't it?
It really is.
No wind, no rain, sunshine. What, 71? Is that what I saw?
Lower 70s? Yeah,
lower
it's going to
70s.
Be, you know, very comfortable. So everybody's going to have a great time with everything that they're going to learn. I'm a history buff, so I'm kind of jealous. This sounds like it's going to be just a fun, fun time.
Well, Fort Pierre has such a rich history, and I love telling the story. And I had done that 2 years ago when they met, and so the organizer asked me to repeat that again. She loves hearing the story of how we saved the buffalo in Fort Pierre. So, and I love telling it. So
very nice.
So we will do that. Before I go, I would just want to mention we are still looking for a few more lifeguards. We have picked up most of what we need, but we could still use a few more.
Okay.
We always overstaff so that the kids don't have to feel like they have to be there and miss all of their summer activities. And so,
right.
So we could use a few more.
All right. Sounds good. And if they want to apply, they can either stop in. They can also go online, correct?
They can go online and fill out an application, right? Or you can call 223-7690. Talk to anyone who answers the phone, and they'll fill you in.
All right. Yeah, let's get those positions filled, and then you'll be all set for the summer.
We will. We want to open the pool on Memorial Day weekend. So need to get it going. And the guys have been working on the pool, got it painted, all of the things that need to be done. And so it's going to be summer before we know it.
Yes, just around the corner, which is not a bad thing.
Not a bad thing. We are all ready for it, aren't we?
We definitely are. So, well, thank you for stopping in this morning.
Thank you, Dave.
Enjoy your fun day ahead.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
All right. We'll visit with you next week, Mayor.
All right.
There's Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen joining us on People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by the great folks at VistaCare and Lee Real Estate.